We've been having calls almost every day, or seems that way anyway, with the Science Advisory Board and with each individual investigator. So unfortunately, this call is going to be primarily informational because we're still waiting for reviews of the projects that have been proposed for CFAS. And we've gotten one set of reviews back this morning. And Jennifer, I believe that's the only one that's come in so far?
So far. Well, they have another week or till.
Right. They're due on the 7th, I believe. Mm-hmm. And until we see what projects this external review committee is suggesting that we proceed forward with, at least to give us a triage to cut down from the 50 that we had, I'm not sure we can say much about which direction we're taking. Now, everybody in the basic science group should have received an email from me with a summary of the conference call that took place with the SAB. And any questions you might have about those letters, I guess now would be as good a time as any to ask them, or you can simply email me, and I'll try to find out the information for you. So if anyone has any comments or concerns, that would be now's the time to bring them up. Did everybody get their letter?
I got mine. I have one little question. So you end by saying you look forward to seeing a revised proposal. So when would you want to see a revised proposal?
Oh, probably within the next week. In your case, Kathy, just to more fully flush out, the revised specific aims based upon the comments that the Science Advisory Board had.
Okay.
All right. I don't see any real issues. Just kind of for you to decide where you want to go and given our comments.
Okay.
And for everybody in the basic science group, I think what we're really looking for is projects that we can use to inform the clinical projects or that can make advances outside of what can be done in the clinical realm, and less interested in replicating and confirming things that have been found with the clinical studies. Have I put that correctly to the Science Advisory Board?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So the basic science projects have to be informative about or open new directions that we could look at clinically rather than to show the same thing in an animal model that we really have seen in the humans or in not just replicating previous findings. Opening new directions that the clinicians might be able to look or providing insights into interventions. So I hope that summarizes, I think, one of the directions we're going. The other piece that I need is I need kind of a summary, a one-paragraph summary of what you've found in your project over the last 5 years that you deem to be the important outcomes of your study. And that's because in the last iteration of the admin core, they asked for an overview of each of the projects. And so it's just a lot easier for me if you tell me what you think those are and then let me edit them and so I can put those into the admin core. The other thing I need is what I'm using to base the admin core's progress on is the documents that have been uploaded to Google Docs on your publications, presentations, etc. And so if they're not in that Google Doc that Jill has set up, it's unlikely that they're going to be referred to in the admin core. since I just can't go back and check everybody's PubMeds and their individual progress reports to include them. So we need that Google Doc updated. Jill, is that it for housekeeping?
Notice of grant awards, if you've received them and haven't sent them to me, they should be appearing this past week because today is August 2nd, so the start date was yesterday on the new year. So if you can send those to me, that would be great, and you can download those from your ERA Commons.
So basically, I mean, that's about what I have to say. If anyone has any new exciting data they'd like to tell the group about, and then I think I need we need to talk with Raj for a second. So any new exciting data? Nothing new happening in anyone's lab? Raj, the question I had for you, have you been in touch with Tina and getting human subjects for the biomarker study?
Yes, Tina and I talked several times, and we actually got in touch last night as well. I emailed her the proposal that I sent to you, to Jill,
mm-hmm.
and so she has samples that we can use, and, you know, it would be good if we could get some preliminary data with the human samples, so that's as far as we've gotten. We're yet moving our lab, and I'm trying to set up the. So we need to set up the IRBs and things like that.
So do you think you'll have any data prior to the renewal date, which is probably going to be mid-December?
We could. I mean, if the samples are there, we get the IRB in place. You know, we should be able to get some data within by November, so at least.
Okay. Well, that's basically all I'd say. I think we'll have to wait another week and then kind of strategize about projects that we want to move forward on and projects that we think need to spin off into an R01. And there's a new RFA out on international programs that we can suggest to people who want to work with a foreign investigator on any project. Any members of the Science Advisory Board have anything that they want to add or things that they need to get out in the open here?
No, I have nothing.
Yeah, nothing more than what you've already said, Ed. So I think we're all waiting on the external reviews of the letters and then how do we bring the existing projects, you know, forward and then let everybody know so we can continue with the planning process.
Yeah, I think that, you know, one of our big issues is a direction that CFAS can take that builds upon our previous findings and yet starts to be a little bit more risky and open up some new areas. And I think until we see the full extent of the projects that have been proposed, either as UO1s or developmental projects, then I think, we're kind of hampered until we get those in. I think the major mission of CFAS is to continue to be to diagnose the full range of outcomes from prenatal alcohol exposure and how best to do that. Unfortunately, I think progress in some of the larger projects has not been substantial enough that they can continue as large projects. I think they would have difficulty in a review. So I think we're going to have to really carefully consider, you know, either limiting the size of an ongoing project until some of that data get out there into print and we have progress that we can build upon. So one of the thoughts is to simply try to include more projects at smaller budgets. And any comments on that? Okay.
Well, you know, there are advantages to size,
which relate to having more sites and larger ends, but those are only realized when the different sites work together well enough to be able to accomplish certain goals. I think the challenge we're going to face as we design this is if we have smaller sites or smaller projects, it may be that we have to choose separate strategic goals for each project. The opportunity to do big science might be reduced. It's something to think about, unless the smaller projects are all sort of doing their own craftsmanship as part of a larger integrated effort, and that each will be contributing with, for example, within the same data set, a component related to either imaging or facial analysis or behavior or something. But I think this is going to be a dilemma as we look at it. It may be that we haven't accomplished all that we had hoped with some of the large aggregates, but their size related to some of the large goals that we had.
Yeah, it's a dilemma, but I think we have to review ongoing projects with the same rigor that we think a review committee would look at a continuing R01 and, base our assessments on that. So.
Right, and that's clear. I guess what we'll have to always be mindful of is that if we become a collection of smaller projects, people will, without very, very close integration of the projects, wonder why we need to be a consortium.
I totally agree on that. Totally agree. Dale or Bill, any comments?
Nothing really to add to what's been said. I just encourage people to get those papers out that are sitting on your desks.
I don't know what people think an average is for a 5-year grant in terms of publications, but I think it has to be more than one paper. So I urge everybody to get as much out as they possibly can in the very near future. So,
Ed, I had a quick question. Out of the 50 proposals you received, what percentage would you say were basic versus clinical projects? Or is it too early to discuss
Jennifer, that? Jennifer would have a better idea on that than I've tried to stay away since I have a conflict of interest with several of them. So,
there definitely are more basic science projects than clinical. I couldn't give you exact percentage, but it is weighted toward basic science projects.
So I think we'll have a reasonable handle on them by early next week, and I sent them out to the Science Advisory Board now, so hopefully they've can begin to look at them. I have to say the first rounds of reviews really didn't help us triage too much, I don't think. So we'll have to see what the other reviewers say.
So are most of those things that are submitted development projects or full projects?
A lot of them didn't specify, and I think it's going to be up to the CFAS to basically decide whether we think that they should be a full UO1 or whether they'd be better served as a developmental project, and then convey that to the person who applied. In our view, we see this as...
You're fading a little, Ed.
We see this as more as a developmental project than as a 5-year UO1. And there are developmental projects that I think that we could propose for the third, fourth, and fifth year within the application, that they don't all have to start in year one. So I think we can stagger them, and, it's going to be up to the Science Advisory Board and the members of CFAS to try to decide, this project we seem to like, or we think it's worth exploring, and therefore we might provide funding for a year for this or 2 years, and see what happens. And then, you know, one of the purposes is to spin off R01s, and we have not been very successful at that. You know, I think we just need to wait to see what these reviews are and then start scheduling calls to discuss them. I hate to appear so disorganized, but until we get at least a list of possible projects, I think we're, you know, we're just kind of waiting on that. So get those publications out, and any other comments or concerns from anybody? Should the Science Advisory Board have a conference call later in the week to kind of talk about these developmental projects?
The
schedule?
Do you want to have the conversation before or after we have the feedback from the external committee that's reviewing the letters of interest?
Well, I'd like to wait till after we got them back and everybody could see their scores, and then that way you won't have to waste a lot of time on ones that the review committee deemed as not worthy of moving forward.
But so would it make sense to have a conference call on that early next week?
Early next week. So if they're due the 7th, Jill, maybe you could schedule a call like for the 9th or so.
Is the 7th?
Sure. We might not be able to get everybody, but we'll get as many as we can. I know vacations are staggered throughout August.
So when you say to do the 7th, that's a Sunday. Do you mean they're actually due on Monday? All the reviews are expected back next Monday?
That's Dr. Thomas's purview.
Jen?
Yeah, so, you know, our hope is that we'll have them all on Sunday, and then I would, on Sunday, get them organized and then
that's what
send them out to everybody for Monday. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we can see the summaries and maybe have a day to digest that and then probably have a call that would include discussions about that and the general directions. I think that would be useful if Jill can get everybody online.
All righty. So, Jill, why don't you try for the 9th and at least for an initial discussion, all right?
Okay. Or maybe the 10th, just to give, you know, if it gets out to everybody on Monday, you know, a couple days to.
All right. Well, I want to try to get this done so that by, you know, somewhere in the third week of August, we have a clear picture of, you know, what direction we're taking and where we're going and what we think moves forward and what we want to let people know that, you know, if their project's not acceptable, that they should consider, you know, spinning it into an R01 or.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All righty. Okay, everybody. Well, thank you very much. And get those things uploaded to Google Docs. If you have problems doing that, tell Jill or get in touch with Jill, and she can walk you through it. It's just as easy as putting a thing into a Word document and kind of uploading it. So, all right, but that's
fine. It's just a Word document divided by year, and then after all the years, there's a section for publications that you're submitting, so you can even put the ones in progress.
That's what I use to kind of for the admin core, and we've been working on that. So, all righty. Well, thank you very much, everybody, and have a great day. And we'll talk soon.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.